Last Sunday, Genevieve stood in this place and spoke about all the good that had been performed by members of this community, Christ Church Cathedral, during the time of the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. Members were helping members in cleaning homes and taking care of their every need that they could possibly need. Being there to love, being there to listen, and being there as a helping hand. Members were present to one another, and members were present not only to the membership of this community, but to the members of this community called the City of Houston, as our members went out to the George R. Brown Convention Center and went to other places, other shelters. Christ Church Cathedral was present. Christ Church Cathedral members were present. The community of this place was present throughout this community. Genevieve was describing what community life is all about, a gathering of people, a place where we can love one another and feed by the Word of God and to be fed by one another. And the love of this community for one another and the love that this community has for the City of Houston. As we watched the 24/7 news cycle on television, I didn't have to watch any Lifetime movie those 2 weeks because I had my cry for the week as I watched the people being saved by others. Total strangers going out and risking their own lives as they went out to help one another, to see if anyone had a need, to carry them out sometimes on their shoulders as people were saved by others, total strangers. And something else was amazing to me as I watched television, and that's what these people that were saved were so grateful. Not only were they grateful to the one saving them, but they were grateful to God. I don't know if you remember this scene, if you were watching Channel 13, but Tom Abrams was reporting from a closed highway, and we watched as helicopter after helicopter came and deposited people onto that deserted highway. And I remember watching a father and a son being lowered down on that deserted highway, and the camera continued to focus on them as the son started skipping up towards the cameraman, and the father pretty much did the same. And as they got up close, Tom Abrams asked the father, "How are you doing?" And the father looked deeply into that camera and said, and I wish I could use his same voice, he said, "God is good." He had just been rescued. He was standing there, dripping wet, with a few bags of whatever he could bring out of his home, with his son there beside him, not knowing where he was going from that moment. Yet his first words were, "God is good. God is good because the community of this city came together. The community of law enforcement and first responders came together to be together and help one another." Houston, I believe, has been brought closer because of Harvey. I ask myself in my skepticism, how long will this last? How long will we really care for one another? How long does it take for the memory of what happened to start fading away and we go back to how we were before? How long does it take? How long does it take from the words of our rescued father, "God is good," to start fading away and we start looking at what we think is to be given to us and to be given to us by others? What can kill a community? This community of Christ Church, this community of the City of Houston, what can kill that community that we've experienced in the last several weeks? We all want to be a part of a community. We all want to be part of a community of love, of people gathering together, taking care of one another, loving each other, and being present for one another. Maybe just being quiet with one another. What can kill that community? When we are part of a community, it is like tasting Jesus among us. Because we sense his presence. We sense that fellowship that he gives to us. As Matthew, in our gospel reading said today, It is amazing what can be accomplished when we are together, when we are understanding that Jesus is among us, because we are gathered together in his name. But I ask again, what can kill a community? If we were reading the newspapers before Harvey took over our lives, we were reading about Charlottesville. We were reading about hate. We were reading about people plowing through a crowd of others and killing them and plowing them down until they were so injured they needed others to help them get up. We read all too often about hate. All too often in this world, in this community of the city of Houston, we see hate manifested in all different kinds of ways. All too often we judge another by not truly knowing that other person, but we have a perceived knowledge of that person. Hate feeds hate, and hate feeds distrust, and hate feeds violence against another, and hate kills community. A community cannot survive if hate survives. You may say, I don't hate. So this community of love which surrounds me in this place and in other places in my life, it'll survive because I don't hate. Yet all too often, hate is manifested in ways as we spread malicious rumors and gossip. Hate is all too often manifested as we turn our backs on someone different from me. Hate is manifested by, for all too often, we attempt to exclude people from community. Our gospel reading calls us and calls for us to be responsible for our community, to love one another, and to correct one another if we see in the other that that person is harming himself or herself or is harming the community. Now, all too often, people take that passage and beat someone over the head with a Bible and say, you're not following this or you are not following that. And when the other person doesn't perceive the same, start spreading that as a rumor. I don't believe that's what Jesus is asking us to do. I believe what Jesus is asking his disciples that day and for us this day is to love one another, not to judge one another, but to be present with one another as we have seen the presence in this community of Christ Church Cathedral and also the city of Houston. By nature, and I think I speak for each of us, I would rather avoid confrontation than by jumping into the middle of the confrontation. Yet the gospel calls us to confront. As a reconciled and reconciling community of faith, God is in Christ is among us. Sometimes we are called to stand and confront. As stated in the words of Proverbs, far better is it to have a frank word of reproach than love that will not speak. For a community to last, for the love and support given to each other in Christian community, for a transparency and honesty to continue and to prevail, we must be ready. We must be ready to step up and truly love one another by speaking the truth to one another in order to preserve community and to follow that truth with true and lasting forgiveness. A forgiveness where we together walk back into the community and repeat the words that Jeremiah spoke that day on that deserted highway. God is good. Amen.